Bro, it's so funny how I know we were talking about this last time, how this one, fuck man, I forgot his name, but he's really popular. He's like this priest, and they asked him, they were like, well, you're a priest and you're driving in like this Bentley, and you're like, well, why don't you drive with like other people? Like, why don't you fly with other people? In like instead of your like, because he has his private jet, and he's like, why don't you fly with other people? And
Those people are disgusting,
he had
bro.
said he had said he was like well he was like well I have to carry a lot of Bibles, or like he just made the stupidest shit up.
Yeah,
And
like he didn't even say Bible. I think he said that like he couldn't touch other people, something like that.
it's
I
so
was
fucking stupid. It's
like,
so
could
fucking
this?
stupid.
We want to start this?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're just gonna go into it. So basically, the theory that we were just talking about, it's called the Mandela effect. It's going around on TikTok. It's been going on for pretty decent amount of time. It's just popping back up again. I've seen it like a couple of months ago. But basically, this the Mandela effect is like how people, and this isn't just like 10 or 12 people that are saying this. This is like we're talking about maybe billions, you know? So basically, people are saying that like there are things like before that were a certain way, and now they're telling them that it's this way. So let me put an example. So the Monopoly guy. We all know Monopoly, the game where you buy houses and all this stuff, and basically, people are saying that the Monopoly guy had a monocle on like his eye, and now they're saying, you know, there was never a monocle, but like people were like, I swear, like there was a monocle, or like another one was like, mirror, mirror on the wall. So in reality, they're saying that it wasn't mirror, mirror on the wall. It's actually magic mirror on the wall. Or Home Depot. It's not just Home Depot. It's the Home Depot. So it's like these little things that are like, you know, people are seeing. They're like the emoji of the robber. Like where he has like the bag over his shoulder. He has like the beanie and like the mask or whatever. Like people are swearing like, you know, like bro, like that was an emoji, like you know, I've used there or whatever, but it was never a thing. It never was. It never existed. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird. So basically, the theory goes that in Europe somewhere around there, because it wasn't here in America, it was part of the place. Basically, they built a machine. It's like it looks like a big tube, yeah, kind of like a spaceship, like type thing. But they basically, well, supposedly, right? We're not talking actual facts here.
Yeah.
But they're saying that they built a portal to a different dimension. And basically, what happened is that, well, the theory goes that when they did do that, they caused a disturbance in this thing. Like,
Yeah.
where either these certain people that are saying this are from another dimension that collided with our dimension, and now they're stuck on here. Or, like, the two dimensions collided together, and, like, the human beings, like, from each dimension. Because, like, you know how that they're like, your girl version, or, like, your boy version. You know what I'm saying? So they both collided and like they became one. And I don't know, it's kind of crazy to think, because we're not just talking about a couple of people here. We're not just talking about like a couple hundred people, or like, you know, like Ohio or something. Like we're talking like lots of people. And you know, there are some things that, yeah, like I've like remembered, and I'm like, I could have sworn it's mirror, mirror on the wall. Like
Is
the
it
actual,
not?
no, it's magic mirror on the wall.
I could have swore it was Magic Mirror.
It's Mirror. I could have sworn.
I could have swore it was Mirror on the wall. Yeah. Tell me who's the prettiest of them all.
Yeah. But supposedly it's Magic Mirror on the wall.
Magic Mirror, bro. I don't ever remember fucking hearing that.
Exactly. So, here's what I think. Look, I don't know what to think. If, like, aliens, I feel like it's more plausible that there could be aliens rather than a dimension. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not that crazy to think about it, honestly. It's just that, like, you know, there are other living things. Like, come on. You don't know what's out there. And you barely know what's on the Earth, so how do you think you're going to know what's out there? You know what I'm saying?
It was so funny how, like, Elon Musk wants to, like, go to Mars and colonize Mars, which like, I 100% support. Fuck. Like, go for it, right? But, like, how about we first research everything? Because we still haven't even researched the fucking... We still haven't even finished researching not even like half of the ocean. We don't know what the fuck is in the ocean, and the ocean is like so fucking deep at like to places where we can't even fucking get to.
I 100% guarantee you with that. It's kind of strange to me, like, when you think about it, is that, like, you know, these people are like, Elon Musk is trying to colonize Mars, right?
Yeah,
like, he has all this technology. And, you know, it makes me kind of wonder, why doesn't he use that technology here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bro, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy that I heard? It was so crazy because it got me thinking. It was like, someone was like, that us humans, we already existed on another planet. And we're like, basically humans are like a plague, and we destroyed one planet, so we had to look for another one, and that's how we came to Earth, and like we were basically the crash that killed everything that was here before. What Elon Musk is trying to do is he's basically doing the same thing, going to colonize other planets in case this planet, because all this planet needs is a massive volcano or a fucking or an earthquake to really fucking like even extinct us.
It's funny because it's funny to think that life is like a game, even though they'd be like, oh, life isn't a game. It kind of is, you know. It's like gambling. You never know.
If the government wanted to, he could just fucking kill all of us.
They honestly could. You know, it's all about chance. It's all about, you know, who pissed in your Cheerios this morning. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on what happened and what the cause was, because you just never know. Maybe the president suddenly has an urge to, like, you know, blow up Istanbul. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, you never know what could happen. It's all about chance. It's all a gamble. But yeah, like what you said, like a plague. It's kind of like Venom. You know how like Venom, like their planet was destroyed and like they... like the symbiote comes here on Earth and like, you know, they basically destroy your planets basically.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, like I heard the theory that basically like Adam and Eve came like on a spaceship. It's possible. You know?
It's pretty crazy. It's also pretty crazy to know that like other animals have lived long, like fucking way, like crocodiles. Crocodiles have been here since a long fucking time.
Sharks, my guy.
They're still basically even fucking like dinosaurs, right?
Yeah, sharks, bro. Oh yeah, sharks.
It's because the reason why crocodiles like survived is because usually other species would need and species. I'm talking not like fungus or anything. Species. I'm talking about like mammals, like animals. They need like actual like. They can't eat like what. The reason why crocodiles survived was because crocodiles, they can survive on eating like rotten, decayed meat. And so what do you think? There was a lot of when the fucking asteroid hit and every almost everything was dead. They just found food everywhere, so they managed to live off like decayed rotten meat while other animals who had no plantation couldn't survive. So, and sharks too, bro, like the fucking animal, like the fucking wildlife that was back then, bro, is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, like we can take it for example, like we don't have to go too into the religious, but the Bible does say that, like, you know, well, this is the theory also, basically. It's kind of a theory, but like it kind of backs it up, because like, so like God told like the snake, you know, Satan, you know how the story goes, that basically when he tricked Eve and Adam and Eve, he said that, you know, like he was talking to the snake, and he said, "You will now, you know, walk on your belly, and you will slither, and you will eat dirt for the rest of your life." And he basically said that to all the snakes. So basically, the theory goes that, you know, snakes had feet and hands, like walk. They walked on four legs, and like ever since that happened, like, you know, they slithered on the ground.
Huh. I've never heard about that.
Yeah, it's
I've never heard that.
Supposedly, scientists also say that, you know, snakes did have hands and like feet and like whatever. Like, they obviously they didn't walk like humans, you know what, yeah, I mean?
They walk like crocodile lizards, like lizards.
Yeah. And like supposedly, like they didn't need it, so like, you know how it goes, evolution. Like when you don't need something, you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thing I don't get about evolution. Like, bro, you know how helpful a tail would be?
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, bro. Like, you know,
like lizards. The reason why the only reason they have tails is because like if it gets attacked by birds, it can just like snap off its tail and fucking get away.
Yeah. There are things that, like, you know, lizards are a good example. Like,
I'm pretty sure lizards, crabs, what else? Those are the only two right now on top of my head that I know that they can just like take off any fuck, like their arm, like their claws, they could just fucking rip it off and like nothing.
No, yeah, 100%. They have adapted to, I forgot, I think it was like science class, maybe biology, I want to say. It's, yeah, biology. Basically, like, I've seen, like, we were watching this video, and it was basically like saying that these animals have adapted to like where they live.
Yeah.
So basically, lizards that live in the forest have adapted to, like, you know, the like kind of like a chameleon type of style, like their skin,
yeah,
so they can survive. And others that like live in the water, they have webbed feet now. They, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's crazy to think that, you know, things were so different back then, because there's also this thing. Have you heard that, like, when they found like a tropical flower in Antarctica?
No, I didn't.
So you know Pangea, right? Like,
yeah,
how they're separated.
Yeah.
That's basically, like, you know, it proves it, like, that the Earth, or well, not the Earth, the continents were once all together.
Yeah.
As one unified, because like, how else would Antarctica have a tropical flower like a voxel if they were never together, you know? Like, you know, there weren't airplanes back then, or I don't think an animal would be so smart to go bring the flower all the way over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are things that, like, you know, in the snow, or like there are things that, like,
there's still probably things that are like fucking frozen that we haven't even fucking seen.
Like, there are animals, like the fossils that they have found in Antarctica that shouldn't be there.
There was I'm pretty sure it was a type of bacteria that they thought didn't exist, but they found in like the permafrost when it melted. It's pretty fucking cool.
No,
it's actually not cool. Pretty fucking terrifying, because we know what that fucking shit is capable of.
Yeah, it's interesting, but, you know, we don't know, you know.
the crazy destruction, or like what happened when these continents started to like split apart from each other.
Yeah, like it's just crazy, because like imagine it being all together.
Yeah, like, it's pretty fucking like, crazy. And like, I mean, back then there was not a lot of people, so
yeah. So like, well, let's just take a minute to think. Like, I think it's also like, it's pretty cool to think back and be like, imagine if like Pangaea never happened. So like, yeah. let's say like this was a big piece of land. Like, what do you think would happen like with humanity? Let's say like this population is it's what it is right now.
I don't know. I don't know.
It would be lots of war.
Probably.
I don't think we would ever be where we are right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we would probably be like in fucking war, just fucking extinguishing ourselves.
Yeah, basically, I think we would never go past like the Roman times, honestly. Yeah.
Because if like obviously there was different type of groups, and obviously one group would want to be bigger than the other and have more power than the other, so
yeah, so it would just be a constant battle. And I don't think I mean, I think I'm a firm believer that everything on this planet is here for a reason, you know what I mean? That like, I know this might sound like I'm like a bit of a psychopath, but you know, I think COVID had to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like I get it, like, yo, like, you know we lost family and all this stuff, and like friends and all these people, but at the same time you have to realize that when time goes on, there's a certain time where like the population gets too high. And I feel like this is the way of like Mother Nature saying like, you know, hey, let me step in and help. But obviously it's not gonna be a way that we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sounds cruel.
I know. I'm not gonna get into this because I don't want my fucking chat to be like fucking taken down, but I know for a fact that this virus wasn't natural. That's all I'm gonna say. It wasn't natural.
Yeah, no, I get what you're coming from, because like I said, my idea was like that Mother Nature, but also, you know, I do understand how like people think that it's not something, because it's kind of weird how you know every 100 years this has happened. For the past 300 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
I mean, if you, I don't know, It's so many things we don't. We don't know.
You're getting headshotted with a cipher right now.
Fuck, there's so many things that we just don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know what the fuck, bro. But going back to the, Mandela effect, right? It was so crazy. I was looking at some pictures, and I remember watching Curious George. He did not have a tail.
Yeah, he did not have.
He did not have a fucking tail.
I don't know why people are saying that he had a tail.
He did not have a fucking tail.
That's one thing that I do agree. I was like, yo, that man never had a tail, bro.
No, he
like,
didn't.
He was never swinging.
Because as soon as I saw the picture with him on with the tail, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just. Yeah,
what is that, man?
Yeah, I mean.
I was like, yeah.
I know for a fact, because growing up, Curious George, I used to watch that shit every fucking day. And when I saw the picture of him with the tail, that's straight bullshit.
Yeah, some of these are like, like the Fruit Loom thing. I've never saw like the cornucopia, I think it's called, like around it. Like, yeah. You know how like, yeah, I've never saw that one. That's one thing that I've never saw.
Also the Monopoly Man.
I've also never
the monocle. I swear he had a monocle.
I've never seen the monocle on him, not once. I always thought that was like the monocle. Like when people say the monocle, I was like, oh, that's probably like old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause like
Pikachu's another one. People say the tip of Pikachu's tail didn't have that little black, like the little black area, and yes, it did. I don't know if you've seen the picture.
Oh, well, let me interrupt you for a sec. It says Nelson Mandela's death. Let's start with the reason we're all here. Nelson Mandela, who this theory is named after, died in 2013. However, countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But his death isn't the only example of the Mandela effect. I've been wrong about so many dates, details, and more. Keep going for more commonly as well. Yeah. But that's crazy. That's like a big gap. That's like 33 years. It's a lot. Like, people saying that he died in the 1980s, but he died in the 2013.
That's not far away.
Oh, like, what the heck? Like, people are saying that it's people swear that that there was a Jiffy peanut butter back in the day, but we speculate they're combining Jif with its competitor Skippy. Yeah, I've never seen Jiffy, bro. Like, there's some things that, like, I, yeah.
Jiffy?
Yeah, I've
isn't
never
seen Jif, Jif, or Jif, like, just, yeah.
Jif, all my life, Jif. But people are saying it's Jiffy.
Jiffy peanut butter doesn't exist. It's called Jif, even though people remember the popular brand of peanut butter being called Jiffy and having a campaign that told mothers they could fix their kids a snack in a Jiffy.
Like, their competitor was named Skippy, so maybe they got it confused. So it's Looney Tunes, not Tunes. So it almost makes zero sense, but yes, the cartoon was spelled as Tunes. So
T-U-N-E-S.
T-O-O-N-E-S. T-O-O-N-S is the wrong way. It's Tunes, like music.
Yeah. T-U-N-E-S.
Like, it makes sense. Like, it makes zero sense, but yes, the cartoon was spelled as T-U-N-E-S, which it had nothing.
It wasn't T-O-O-N-E-S.
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like that exactly. It says the Bernstein Bears didn't exist. The lovable cartoon bear family actually spelled their last name with an A. The Bernstein. Not Bernstein.
Bernstein Bears?
Yeah. It says Curious George's tail was never there. Yeah, that's another one.
Fuck. And going back to what you said about the about how someone created like this port, like what did you say, a portal, like a how they, you said they created like a portal.
Yeah, basically that's how the theory goes. Like, I thought I said TikTok, but apparently I didn't. But yeah, basically, supposedly, right? You know, this is all in good fun theories as I get headshotted. But yeah, basically the theory is that, like, you know, these people created a portal to another dimension, you know, to go in there. And supposedly, you know how every movie goes, something always goes wrong. Yeah. And basically he thinks that, like, our dimension and that dimension collided together. And that's why people are seeing these different things. And, like, maybe some people from our dimension went into that dimension, and then some people from that dimension came to this dimension. So it's like, you know, it's like a 50-50. It's like these slight changes, but there's no change at all.
Yeah.
It's like
very unnoticeable.
Yeah, it's like if you hit the jackpot, like, obviously you would notice it right away. If, like,
yeah,
if one day, like, I called you out and I had a girl voice, and you're like, who the fuck? Like, you know, like, obviously you would know the difference. But yeah, this is like a small change, which it's possible, but I honestly think it's just the fact that, you know, how, like, when you, the human eyes, like, are very deceiving.
Yeah.
So I forgot. There's like these, this is a whole bunch of things that you can do like on online, like, you know, like if you stare at the red dot and like,
yeah,
like really fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the eyes are deceiving, you know, don't trust the eyes, you know. Maybe you did see it, or, you know, what's the word for it? A quote that said, if you tell a lie long enough, or, you know, too many times, it becomes the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can tell a lie so many times that people are just going to start to believe, because it will be passed on for generations and generations. It's kind of like that type of sense.
Yeah.
It's obviously a crazy thing, but it's an example.
Yeah. Have you heard about it was like I think it was like a year ago when I heard this. They was talking about how like back when George Washington was like when they were in war, basically that there was no way George Washington would have survived like fighting back, so he got help from like basically it was just that there was no way he was supposed to be alive, but somehow he managed to like get away and win the war, and yeah, he got help from something that wasn't human.
Yeah, okay, well let me help you. Yeah, so yeah, I was right. It says the American Civil War was a civil war in the United States from 1861 to 1865, fought between northern states loyal to the Union and southern states that had seceded from to form and Confederate States of America. So yeah,
the war I was talking about was the Revolutionary War. Fuck, yeah, I got it fucked up. I got it messed up.
That's what I was like, George Washington is in the Civil
War. Yeah, I totally forgot.
I'm like, that man is an alien.
No, but they were saying that aliens helped my boy George win.
I mean, hey,
because he had there was no way, because this was like in the winter, and they had, yep, they had basically they didn't have anything. They had no food. They had no good weapons, and they were saying that there was no way he was supposed to win that. There was no way he could have won that.
Hey, hear me out. What if time travel?
I don't know.
Bro, it's so crazy to think that our lives could be like manipulated by like a person who time travels and just like moves something.
Yeah.
Like imagine like, you know, how the
I mean, I probably, but not in our dimension, no. Maybe in a different, cuz I always believe that I always believe like in like other realms, but I believe that they're like always here, but just how I was talking about how
I get
experiences with
I totally get it. Yeah, I know what you mean. But time travel, do you think like time travel will be possible, and do you think it will want to be either? Because I feel like this is my thing, is that I don't think that we'll be able to go to the past, because if one of us just goes to the past, we're all screwed.
I think time travel will be possible, just not in our life expand. We won't be alive no more to see it.
Oh yeah, definitely not us. Not us.
I do think it's possible, just not in our lifespan.
Yeah,
that is if and you know,
and you seen the theory about Walt Disney and how he froze himself? I think it's pretty normal, right?
How he what?
How he froze himself.
How he fails?
He froze, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, to preserve himself?
Yeah.
In the future, he'll be melted and then, like,
Yeah. It's very fucking crazy.
I don't know if that's possible. You know what I mean? It's like,
I mean look at the bacteria. It was able to fucking be in a permafrost and it like melted and it's still alive. I mean, it's still a live organism.
Yeah, but I think it's like, you know, and like I get it, like it's a live organism, just like with like food. You can freeze food and it'll last longer.
Yeah.
And but An organism.
I don't know.
I don't think an organism has a conscious mind. You know what I mean? So it's like, what happens? Does he die? And when he comes back, he's like a zombie? You know what I mean? Or is it like a slumber?
You would have to like freeze the entire body. You would like have to freeze. Like,
but you know what I mean though? It's because like when you think about it, when people get frozen to the, like, have you, like, you know, when they freeze to death,
yeah,
like they die, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, what's stopping this man from dying when he gets frozen?
We don't know.
You know what I mean? So it's like, is he dead? Like, I get you said the organism was still alive, but that doesn't mean, you know, that he'll have a conscious mind. He could probably be like a zombie. You know what I mean? It's like just like like an animal, basically.
Just put him to like, just put him to sleep before you freeze him.
Yeah, like I don't know how that works. Honestly, it's very complicated.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. Might be, might fucking be. We don't fucking know. It'll be pretty fucking interesting. We get old as shit, and we see that fucking he's still perfectly how he was fucking 20, 30 years ago. That'd be fucking crazy. Like some actors who never fucking change, who have been the same.
Kenny Reeves, bro, that man has never changed since he was like 20. He only grew a beard.
I swear to God, that man is
like 60 years old and hasn't changed.
I swear to God, some people look exactly the same they did when they like 20 fucking years ago.
Nothing, man moves like if he was like 20 years old, bro. It's crazy.
How old did you say he was?
He's like 50 something. He's probably pushing 60 right now.
Fuck.
Bro, and his mother, bro? Oh my God, bro. Beautiful. Like, honestly, bro. Like, she's gorgeous, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, his mom hasn't, like, oh my God. I don't know how she looks so good, bro. She's, like, old. She's, like, 70, maybe. No.
Fuck.
Like, 80.
Holy shit. Fuck, I would not want to be fucking 80 years old, bro.
I don't know. This man was born in 64. Jesus.
Holy shit.
And he still looks the same, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's, how old? Oh, he's 56. Yeah, he's pushing 60.
Holy shit. So he's like in his late 50s.
Yeah. Huh. Jesus, man. Like, he doesn't look old at all. He looks like he's pushing 60. Looks like he's 30.
Honestly. But it's crazy how I was listening to this one podcast. They were talking about how the world itself isn't actually, like, the world, like, they were saying that, that these like scientists or like these organizations were just basically saying and that, you know, the global warming and this and that, which I do believe in global warming. I do believe that the world is getting a little bit warmer, but they were saying that like these big organizations were just are getting like orders to say, you know, just say this. And you know, just say what I tell you, and you know, don't say anything else.
Oh, yeah.
While other scientists are saying that we are like more probable to get like an ice age than for the world to like get like hotter, if that makes sense. Yeah, like we're on our way to like an ice age. Nice. Then yeah.
Have you seen the movie 2012?
Yeah, I have.
Like when the new ice age comes, yeah. And like no one listens to the dude, and he's like, "Yo, like, yeah,
yeah,
go watch that movie." But
isn't there like there's a lot of 2012 movies?
Yeah, I think so. But this one was like basically about the world ending, but it like didn't really end. It's just that like you said, global warming. Like I feel like people look at that, like when you hear global warming, like you think of like, oh, it's gonna get hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you have to think about, like, when like, Mother Nature is so weird. It's like, I think that's why they call it a mother, you know, a woman. I don't want to sexualize anything, like, you put a name on something, but you know how, like, women have their times and, like, they get kind of, like, moody. It's kind of like that, you know, when you change something, it quickly just, like, it messes everything up, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you can't change the system, because if you change the system, or it's like working a motor.
Yeah.
If you take piece of the motor out, the whole motor is not gonna work.
Yeah.
Because you're taking this one piece out. And that's kind of like a sense in, like, global warming. It's like, or like when you, let's say you put oil in the wrong place, the car basically doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It's like we're pushing Mother Nature too hard, so it starts to warm up, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
You know, this changes things. Like in 2012, he was explaining how, like, just because you hear global warming doesn't mean we're all gonna be like all in summer every day, you know, because basically all of the north of the United States was an ice age, and then, like, the south was like warm, like towards, like, Mexico. And so it's basically like it's gonna hit different regions differently. So, like, a good example would be Texas. In Texas, it's not supposed to be snowing, you know what I mean? That's why I kind of believe this thing. It's like hey, like, you know, like, Texas isn't supposed to be having, like, 8 inches of snow, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's weird, it's unnatural, and, like, you can see these things, but I mean, yet people still do the same thing.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, because there was another time where big corporations were there was, like, this big factory, or, like, it was gonna have a malfunction, and you know, it was just dumb corporate people who were telling, like, these scientists, like, they were telling, just keep pouring water in it, just keep pouring water, and you know that water has a certain evaporation point, like a certain heat that it gets to when it evaporates. So these dudes were telling, like, the scientists to they were telling them to keep on pouring water, so it like, basically, so it wouldn't explode. But the pressure of, like, the water wasn't heavy enough, and this whole like factory just blew up. And that's what they were saying, that basically you know, we need to, like, whoever these people are, and, like, you know, telling, like, these big big science corporations to just tell them what we want you to tell them instead of actually listening to them, could, like, you know, that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's human nature, like, the human mind in general is just so messed up.
Yeah.
Like,
they just I don't know, bro, they just don't want to listen.
Like, I don't get it, though. Like you tell them to do something, and it's the right thing to do, and that, yet they choose it. They choose the complete opposite.
They're like, no, that's gonna lose us money. No, just do this. Just do this, and we'll be fine. And then the fucking blows up.
Even citizens in general, like, let's take for example the mask. Like, hey, like, bro, I get it. It's uncomfortable. It's annoying. But, like, okay, tough titties. Like, you know, like, just wear it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not that big of a deal. You're not gonna die. You'd rather die, like, you know, what's more possible? You die of COVID, or you die because you can't breathe really good in the mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or because you're annoyed, or because it's sweaty.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I'd rather be sweaty than die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what would you rather choose? But people are yet, you know, ignorant. Yeah. That's why, the first place I got COVID, right now, they've only had, like, 5 to 8 cases of COVID.
Like, yeah.
Because why? Because they listen. Because yeah. they wear a mask. Because they stay home.
There's this.
And obviously, like they have, like, they don't have a democracy. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they can't step outside, and that's why it's like that. But I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a democracy. I'm just saying listen. Listen to what the people that know. You know, that's why we have people that know to tell us.
Yeah. You know, you know, that big corporations of basically like science corporations, you know that they're so corrupt. I'm not talking about the scientists, but I'm talking about the I guess the people who would fund them. I don't know if I'm gonna get, well, I don't know if this episode's gonna get taken down for this, but if it does, fuck it. But they were talking about how the COVID vaccines, there's two vaccines, right? One of them 100% gets people who inject it sick, and the other injection gets 80% of them sick, or gets I'm pretty sure it was like 80% sick, 10% they start like to have these weird like effects, and then the other 10% just die. And you know that what was that one? I don't remember this one. Virus that had come out, and well, just to start off, you know that this COVID vaccine is banned in the UK, India, and Africa. Like, yeah. they want nothing to do with this yeah. vaccine. Because, reason being, because yeah. when scientists from here went, all they told them was, here, take this vaccine. And when you know that country's scientists were like, well, we need to run our tests, we need to do this and that, because we, you know, yeah. they just said, no, just you inject it and that's it.
Yeah, and, okay, let me interrupt you real quick. So I like, there's this like little town in Africa, I want to say kind of little, but not really little. So basically, yeah, what you were saying is that America came and said, here, look, give this to your people, inject them, and yeah, you know, they're going to be cured. But obviously they said, no, we need to run tests. But, you know, they went behind America's back, and what they did is that they tested it. And they tested it on a goat, I think, or on a pig, something like around there. And when they tested it, they tested it on two separate ones, and then they put them out where like these like they came, they like they had COVID, right? And they injected them, and then they went back, I want to say a week or 2 weeks later, they still had COVID. And they said that the guy, that the mayor or whoever he's like, we went behind America's back, and we did not tell them that we were going to run these tests. Now we are telling you, our people, the people, we are not going to give you this vaccine. He says, I don't know what they're planning, but we're not going to have it here.
I'm not one of those like people who just, you know, if I look at the news and believe that crap. No, I don't. I have to do my, I have to go through to other, basically just research it.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit scary that the U.S. Army doesn't even want to take this vaccine. And when the media goes and says, people are stupid. People are stupid. Just take the vaccine. Just take it. Wow. It's kind of scary when the big news media centers say or don't want to tell you that the U.S. Army, the U.S. Army doesn't even want to take this vaccine. Uh-huh. And like, I guess you call, like, these big media centers are calling people stupid because they don't want to take this vaccine. It's kind of scary that not even the U.S. Army wants to take this, because obviously they have more knowledge on certain things. And why doesn't the media say that the U.S. Army doesn't want to? Why do you just go on and say that people are stupid because they don't want to take it? Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So, like, there's another thing that was going around that I saw. A whole bunch of people were saying, and that basically, when they tested like 3 people, and so what happened is that, like, they gave the vaccine to one guy, and I guess there was, like, a reporter, like, you know how, like, those, like not those big time reporters, like that always, like, with the gossip, or like, it was just like a little small reporter, you know, like with it was just her by herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy came out of the building, and, like, she said that she remembers him, like, being like in a state of shock. Like he didn't, it's like he knew exactly where he was, but yet he was so lost.
Yeah.
And so basically she went up to him, and, like, she kind of, like, sneakily was like, hey, like, you know, like, did, like, what happened? And he was like, well, like, he was like, they gave me the COVID test. I mean, the COVID vaccine or whatever. And she's like, well, how do you feel? Like, does it work? Do you feel different? Like, is there something different? And basically he just looked at her for, like, I want to say, like, a couple of seconds maybe. And he was like, I feel nothing. And, like, it wasn't a nothing where, like, oh, I don't feel any pain, or, like, it was like he's like, I feel nothing. Like, nothing. Like, he basically, and, like, he was in tears at this point, but he was, like, basically, like, he said that, like, he was in tears, but yet he had no feelings. He said that he couldn't feel his soul. And I was just like, bruh, like, nah, this is some other thing, bruh, because, like, that's weird, bruh. Like, this man said, I couldn't feel my soul. He literally said, I can't feel God. Like, he's like, I can't feel my soul. I'm like, what? Like, nah, man. Like,
but no. About like I said, about this, like, you know, vaccine. It's kind of scary when, you know, your own military doesn't want to take it. And when this test is banned in, you know, 3 other countries. Four actually, with China, and when these tests go straight to humans, you don't even you don't do any animal testing. Mm-hmm. You just go straight to humans. I don't know, it's pretty scary. I don't know,
it's like this is all planned.
Yeah,
it's like they're doing it step by step. I don't know, bro, but, like, have you noticed, like, 2021 has been pretty quiet lately?
I remember last year, fucking 2020 started with, like, fucking almost about to be World War III, right?
Honestly, everyone was like, World War, everyone was making memes about it. Like, I was like, I remember, like, I was super chill, like, I didn't even know about COVID, like, nobody was talking about COVID, and then, like, out of the blue, bro, like, I swear, everyone was like, COVID, and then, like, everyone was like, don't touch me. I was like, what's going on, bro? Like, I thought,
and then
was,
people started like fucking joking. People started like grabbing all this shit and leaving like markets empty and shit.
I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, what's going on? It's just like some cootie stuff, like, what's, like, is it me? And then, like, my David was like, nah, bro, this is real. And, like, I just remember that every time I go to the store, like, when I went to the store, like, it was empty, bro. I'm gonna tell you, empty. I always remember when he was like, it was real. It's like a movie. It's like, nah, bro, this is real. This is real. You know what I mean? So it's funny, but, like, I'm just like, dang, bro. Like, I'm telling you, bro, when like, toilet paper, like, everything, like, gone, bro. Like, I was just, dang, bro, like, what's going on?
I was like, what? I was like, why the fuck do you need that much toilet paper?
Yeah, I was like, what's going to happen with toilet paper? Is that going to be our new currency? I'm like, well, what's going on here? Like, yeah, I didn't get it. Like, I still don't get it. Like, what, is it running out of paper? Or like,
yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy because so many things are, like, the prices are going up. Why? Because, like, there's not many workers. So, I don't know, yeah, man. Like, what's your opinion on this? Like, let's not even, like, you know, theories and everything else out of the way. Like, how long do you think that it's gonna, like, if this ended, let's say tomorrow, how long do you think it will take us to recover?
Because the thing Biden said about the whole, you know, pandemic was, once I turn president, 100 days and no more masks. And now he's saying, well, we're gonna have to push masks to 3 years. Like,
what?
Well, like, I don't understand it. And you're doing all these things that you said. Starting off, like, you know, I never believe, like, the bullshit he was saying, because
I never believed any president.
Yeah, any president is just straight bullshit. But you know, once you drastically change something, you know, you're saying we're just gonna straight hit this vaccine, we're gonna eliminate it 100 days, and I guarantee you no one would have met. You haven't done shit. You went to this basketball game, crowded people, and like,
yeah,
and exactly. It totally ignored you. Like, you just got there, you know. There's so many things you could be doing right now, and
you know, honestly, not true honesty, I think that Biden isn't even in control. You know what I mean? I feel like they're just using him as a puppet. Like, it's not even as, like, you know how they were like a teleprompter. It's kind of like that, because didn't he go to, like, this one, like, news channel, or, like, I forgot what place he went, but, like, he was talking.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. Like, this man isn't doing anything. Yeah. And not to say that any other president, like, was, like, better.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had better.
Fuck, just, man.
In all true honesty, I could care less who the president is. As long as you're doing the right thing, I'm Gucci, you know?
No president ever does the right thing, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like a hypothetical thing. I'm just saying, like, obviously, no president, like Trump, he did some good things, but he also did some bad things, you know? And I'm just saying, like, honestly, this is my opinion. If Trump didn't have such a big mouth, I think he would be a good president, you know? I think it was
the electoral votes were manipulated, but right, Trump won that 100%.
I kind of feel like he
won that 80,000 ballots out of nowhere. You're not fucking getting me with that shit. I mean, you obviously every fucking president election is always manipulated. It's always but once you tell me 80,000 ballots.
Yeah,
appearing out of nowhere with just one, and not even a single one, like, for the other president. You're not fooling me with that.
It's like, why was it taking so long too? Like, what's going on here? You know what I mean? I don't think
how people weren't allowed to, like, be in there while they were counting. You're not.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
But yeah, honestly,
I feel like it's like a Thanos, so, like, Biden's like Thanos, and he's like, I'm inevitable. There's like a 1% chance that you could have won.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Trump's gonna come back next year and he's actually gonna win. He's gonna be like, I am Trump.
My blood drunk. But yeah, this fucking podcast took.
Oh yeah.
Another fucking crazy episode. Mandela, coronavirus, to the presidents, bro.
Yeah, honestly, political and religion and all these things, bro.
So this is the shit you find on only on my podcast.
A podcast to remember, baby.
Well, this has been another episode here at the Vonnie X Podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.